You are listening to the Stetson Students Podcast, where we post all of the series and messages from our student ministry. We are a ministry connected to Stetson Baptist Church, where we are for DeLand and for Jesus. If you would like to learn anything more about our ministries, please check out our social medias or go to stetsonbaptistchurch.org.
Hey, if you were here last week, we started a series called The Faith of Friends, and we talked about the importance of friendship, and really we talked about the benefits that friendship offers us, especially in our faith and what it means for us to have friends. And the benefits we really saw was that having friends who are following Jesus makes our faith stronger, and it also makes our lives better. But here's the thing is, I don't think anybody here doesn't think friendship's important, right? I feel like everybody understands there is an importance about friendship because friends help you go through hard times, right? Friends, good friends, good true friends help you go through hard times. Good friends, true friends also are the ones that celebrate well with you when something goes well in your life or are there for some large milestones. Maybe it's a graduation, maybe it's a birthday party, maybe it's a getting a car, whatever that looks like, first job. They're the ones that visit you and embarrass you on your first shift, right? Friends are also there for you to comfort you in times of trouble, or maybe you're just sad and you just need a comforter or somebody to watch scary movies with. I don't know what you do with your friends, but friends are there, and it's important that we have them. And they, in a sense, they make our lives better. Like, would y'all agree with that? Yeah? Yeah? So we know that friends, that life is honestly better when we have good friends. But we also know this, and we learned this last week, our faith is better when we have friends who are following Jesus. And we see that it is important to have friends. But the question that we usually don't answer because we just don't feel like we need to is why? Why are friends important? And specifically, whenever you use friendship, and I'm talking about good, faithful, your best of buds, the ones that are truly exhibiting good friendship characteristics and qualities. So the question that we want to ask tonight, real quickly, is why are friends important? And I'll tell you this, it's not just us asking this question, but Jesus himself actually talks about friendship in a great and powerful way. Usually we have Bibles and notebooks. Because of the craziness tonight, we're not going to do that. If you have your own Bible and notebook, feel free to use it. Otherwise, the scripture will be on the screen. We're going to be in John 15. John 15. And really, you may have heard of John 15 before. It's known as the vine and the branch. Maybe if you've grown up in church, if you haven't heard that, it's fine. I'm going to kind of give you a quick synopsis of what Jesus is saying there. So Jesus is talking to his followers, his people, his best of buds, his closest circles. And he's telling them that we are connected like a vine and a branch. And really what he's saying is we are connected, and I am helping you grow. And if you are following me, if you are close to me, if you are in my inner circle, if you believe what I'm saying, then we are connected. And Jesus kind of makes this insinuation that he is God, and we know that he is. And so he's saying that I am the way that you are connected to God. I am how you get back to who you are meant to be. Vine and branch, we are connected. I'm helping you, and it's good for us to be connected. And then he starts to explain, what does this connection look like, starting in verse 9. He says, as the Father has loved me, so I, Jesus, have loved you. Abide in my love. If you keep my commandments, you will abide in my love, just as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love. The things I've spoken to you, that my joy may be in you and that your joy may be full. So he's explaining this connection that exists, that he wants for his people that are following him. And he says, well, what's the motivating factor? What is the center of it? It's love. I want us to be connected so that we can love each other the way that it was meant to be, that you can experience the love that I have for you, and then I can experience the love that you're meant to have for me as God to man. And I love the way that he explains it of like, not just saying, you know, I love you, I love you, Jesus. No, abiding in it, like being encompassed by his love, being in it surrounded, letting it literally define who we are. And how do we do that? He says, by obeying his commandments. What does love look like? It looks like obedience. That may like catch you off guard. You may have never heard that, like love and obedience being hand in hand, but I'll tell you it's true. Because I think about it like me and my parents, maybe you and your parents. The times I'm closest and was closest to my parents growing up was when I was obedient, was when I did the dishes when I was told to the first time, was when I got home before curfew, was when I did my homework in a way that wasn't bad and didn't have to hide a grade, right? The other way would be called rebellious. Sometimes we think like, oh, being rebellious is fun and cool. But rebellion usually leads to a fractured relationship, where obedience, if we're honest, leads to a good relationship, a stronger relationship. Now, I'm not going to get into all what that means and what that looks like, because we're all fallen people, but the same exists between us and God. The best connection we can have to God is when we are obedient. Because when we are obedient, we get to abide in His love. We get to experience His love in His fullness because we are being who we were meant to be. But it's not just for us, and that's really cool. He says in the next verse, this is my commandment. So obey my commandments. One of my commandments is this, that you love one another as I have loved you. Whoa. Take a pause there. So Jesus says, hey, you need to love me the way I love you, and you do that by obeying me. And I'll be honest, I think for us, if we believe Jesus is who He truly says He is and did exactly what He said He did, it should be pretty easy for us to want to obey Him, because He is God and He sacrificed Himself for us and He loved us better than we could ever love anybody. And so it's easy to love Him well because He's never done anything to wrong us. But then He comes and says, well, you have to love others the way that I love you. Whoa. Well, people hurt me, Jesus. People stab me in the back. People say not nice things to me. You're saying I gotta love them? Yeah. He wants the love that He has with us to spread and be shared to others. Not just people that we like, even though it's easy, and it should be. We should love them, but also to maybe those who annoy us, maybe those who aren't on our good side all the time. Because if we're honest, I'll tell you, your friend at some point is going to be on your bad side, and you're going to be on your friend's bad side, because we're broken people. But Jesus sees us and He says, no, my commandment is that you love one another as I have loved you, that you have a connection with one another the same and similar way that we have a connection. Great and awesome way, in a way that we were meant to. But I love this. This is so important, so huge. Jesus is described as many things in the Bible, and this is maybe one of my favorite descriptors, and He uses it Himself. This is verse 13. Greater love has no one than this, that someone lay down his life for his friends. And I say, you are my friends if you do what I command you. No longer do I call you servants, for servants do not know what their master is doing, but I have called you friends. For all that I have heard from my Father, I have made known. And it's so important. You hear it? And Jesus is a lot of things to us. And one of the most important things is He's our friend. You have a friend in Jesus. I know I just hit Toy Story. Isn't that, you have a friend in me? Yeah, you have a friend in Jesus. And you know you have a friend in Jesus? Because I know we're all singing it. I know, reel in. This is how we know we have a friend in Jesus. Because Jesus says, what better way for a friend to show that he's a friend than to literally give his life for them? Now, what's really cool, and that we get to know outside of time, but they didn't know before when they were being told this, is Jesus did that. He did that for them. He gave his life for them. But guess what? He didn't just give his life for them. He gave his life for you, for me. He showed us how to be the best friend ever by doing what none of us are probably willing to do. He did it without ever having a sit-down conversation with you, because He loves you, because He cares for you. We have a true, awesome friend in Jesus. Friendship. So important. Why? Because friendship deeply connects us and others. Friendship deeply connects us and others to Jesus. I love what he says. He says, you are no longer servants. Because I think sometimes when we think of obedience, we think of that. Like, I have to obey you so that I can get something from you. I'm going to serve you because I'm a servant to you. You know, Jesus, you are so much greater than I am. And he is. You're all good. Jesus, you are so much greater than I am. And he is. Yet he looks at us and he says, hey, I know that you might think of us as a servant-master relationship. And I get that. That's easy to misconstrue or think. But I no longer call you that. Because for a servant to be with, for you to be my servant and I to be your master, I'd have to keep you in the dark about a lot. But I'm not doing that. I am your friend. What's cool is in this moment, our friendship with Jesus doesn't just have to be about our friendship with Jesus. Our friendship with Jesus gets to flow into every other relationship that we have. Because we get to look at friendship through a different lens now. We get to look at friendship through the lens of we are friends with Jesus. What's so cool, Jesus isn't just looking at us and saying, hey, we are a friendship and it's just us. No, he literally says our friendship with him needs to flow into other people. That's actually how he closes this section in verse 17. He says, the things I command you again, I say that these things are so that you will love one another. That the relationship what we have, me and Jesus, you and Jesus, the friendship we have doesn't just stop there, but you get to use the relationship, connection, love, intimacy, friendship that you have with Jesus and express it and show it to everybody who surrounds you so that they can experience the love and the care and the unity and connection and friendship with Jesus the same way you can. Jesus is our Savior because we needed saving. You might not know this. You might not know this, but you can feel it, that there's something wrong, that there's a hole that needs to be filled, that we can chase after the things of this world, popularity, we can chase after money, success, whatever we want to watch, whatever we want to say, the freedom to be who we want to be, yet we're always left unsatisfied. We needed saving. We're broken people. It's called sin. Sin is anything we think, say, or do that is against God's will for our life. We do it a lot. I do it a lot. Yet Jesus still looks at us and he says, you are my friend. And I'm going to show you so by living the perfect life that you were called to, dying the death that you deserve, raising from the grave. You would follow me, obey me, be my friends. You will have the life you always meant. Friendship with Jesus, man. So important. It's why friendship is important. So good. I want to leave us with three questions to kind of self-evaluate. What does my friendship with Jesus look like? And then we're going to sing, or we're going to be done, okay? And I'm so glad to see you all tonight. It's been so fun hanging out with you, caring for you. And I can't wait to see what the rest of the semester holds. But here are my three questions that I want us to self-evaluate. How does my friendship look? The first one's simple. And we need to ask, are you a friend of Jesus? Are you a friend of Jesus? Again, think about what a friendship means. He calls us friends. He says, if you obey my commands, meaning if you follow me, if you let me define your life, if you're done living for yourself, you want to live for who you were always meant to be, follow Jesus. Follow Jesus, get to answer the question, am I a friend of Jesus? With a resounding and emphatic yes. Now, here are two other questions. are your friend helping you be a friend of Jesus? And I know it's so awkward and it's so like, oh, I don't want to answer this question. Because sometimes we have to answer that question with no. No, Nate, honestly, my friends are not helping me be a friend of Jesus. My friends are actually helping me not be a friend of Jesus. And if that's you, y'all good over there? Oh, table's broken? All right, we'll fix it. I blame Eli Patterson. All right. Hear me say this, and I know it's going to be tough. I know this is maybe a somber note to end, and this might need to be what you walk away with. If you are looking at your friends, you're saying, you aren't helping me be a friend of Jesus, time to find new friends. That's hard. It's uncomfortable, but it's better. Better for you, and honestly, probably better for them. Last question. What about the flip side? Are you helping your friends be a friend of Jesus? Sometimes, not a two-way street. Sometimes we're looking at it thinking, maybe I'm that friend. Maybe we got nervous because our other friend is in the room and you're going, well, maybe they're going to tell me that I'm not helping them follow Jesus. And let tonight be that decision. Not saying that you aren't a friend of Jesus. Sometimes we just fall into bad mixes. But let tonight be a jumpstart again for you to say, I am going to make sure everybody I know knows I'm a friend of Jesus and that they have the same opportunity. The same opportunity exists for them that they can experience the love, the care, the joy, the peace Jesus offers. We become His friend. Can you imagine as we leave this room, if we all took that calling, we all left here saying, my relationship with Jesus is a friendship. A friendship where I know He loves me and I love Him right back. A friendship where I know not only what He is asking me to do is for His good, but it's for my good too. I want us friends of Jesus. I want us to impact our families being friends of Jesus. I want us to impact our friends being friends of Jesus. I want us to impact our teams for being friends of Jesus, our classmates for being friends of Jesus, our coworkers for being friends of Jesus. Hear me say this. I want us to impact our enemies, the people who talk bad about us, the people who talk behind our backs, the people that we look down upon, the younger kids that, as we are upperclassmen, that annoy us, the upper kids that make fun of us as we're younger. I want them to know I'm a friend of Jesus. They can. It'd be awesome. Everybody in this room took that calling. The land would change for the better. Now, let me pray. We're going to sing and we're going to get out of here, all right?
Thank you for listening. We hope you have a great week and that you are a light for Jesus. Grace and peace.